The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The tents outside the International Protection Office, the IPO offices on Mount Street in Dublin, you will have heard today, have been removed. As I understand, first thing this morning. Those asylum seekers have been moved to two sites, to Crooksling and to City West. Barry White has been to both, and we're going to hear about them and what they look like, what facilities, what amenities are available, the reaction of the people now living there in just a moment. But first, our reporter Stephanie Rowan is with me because, Stephanie, you were on Mount Street earlier today. What was happening and why?
Yeah, so I arrived into News Talk offices at around 6:30 this morning, and we got word that something was happening down on Mount Street. Now, as you know, the International Protection Office is there, and there have been, on count yesterday, 134 tents outside it, completely lining down the street, as one man said, in every nook and cranny down there. And around 200 men or so are in those tents. And then they got word at around 7:15 this morning that they were to be moved. I understand they were given a letter and they were told that they had to move, and now that there are them staying there was illegal. And what happened then was I saw HSE officials. They were masked and they went around tent to tent with a clipboard, speaking to the men, taking details, telling them where they were going. And there were five large buses and around two trucks with grabbers on them to take up the tents. They arrived then and there was a huge Garda presence. And I mean, it was huge. There was a lot of Gardaí there, signs up. The area was completely blocked off. Anyone going to work or school had to walk around it. And, you know, it was very efficient, I guess, for want of a better word. And then the men just went up to the bus and packed up their tents. I saw men folding duvets, putting their very few items, I have to say, into plastic bags, gathering themselves. They didn't seem to be aware of what was going on. I was speaking to one man from Nigeria and he said he'd just been told that he was to move. He said he was happy to do so, but I was speaking to another man from Morocco who said, I'm not going. And he just he walked off and then they left the area.
So that has happened. The area is completely clear now, is it, if people were to go to that part of Dublin?
Yeah, well, like by 7 a.m., the Gardaí, the department officials, the HSE, Dublin City Council were all there and the Gardaí. And then by 10 o'clock, all the asylum seekers pretty much had been moved on. And then officials from Dublin City Council came in, they were gowned up and they started sweeping and completely hosing down the area. Actually, the smell of disinfectant was very pungent in the area. And the area is opened now and completely clear. And the Taoiseach issued a statement saying that he believes it was done in a very humanitarian way. And he said, we just can't have tents on the street like this. And I understand, you know, moves are going to be made now to make sure that tents aren't erected there again.
Well, like I say, we're going to be speaking to Barry White, who is in Crooksling, in just a moment. But what else were the people who had been living in that area and have been moved on saying to you, Steph?
Yeah, well, look, it's one of those things that people have mixed views. Most people I spoke to felt very, very sorry for the people there. They said that they knew that they'd come from far worse situations, and that they were being forced to sleep outside tents. And then people in restaurants have been really struggling with businesses because people have been reluctant to come into them. Many of them spoke to me about the smell in the area. And a woman I was speaking to as well said that while she felt sorry for the men, she was also nervous in the area.
I'm very happy that we moved on. I think it's not fair with the citizens. That's the pathway for the walking. That's not the way to demonstrate. That's the failure of the government.
But I have huge sympathy, of course. And I have sympathy for the residents here as well, because it isn't, they need to be able to live here and run their businesses and everything. So it just isn't. It isn't right to have people in tents, full stop.
I feel sorry for all the people who are living around that area too, because it's been turned into a public toilet, which wouldn't be allowed. So, I mean, you or I wouldn't be allowed do it. Well, I'm happy to see them go, but it's state responsibility at the end of the day.
All right, some of the views of people in and around Mount Street expressed to our reporter Stephanie Rowan. Stephanie, thank you for that. So as Stephanie said, as I said earlier in the show as well, the people who had been living on Mount Street in those tents moved to two sites, Crooksling and City West. Barry White, our chief reporter, has been to both sites. Barry, afternoon.
Hi, Ciarán. Good afternoon.
So tell us about them.
Yeah, so it's my understanding that asylum seekers were brought to two separate locations this morning, Crooksling and the City West Hotel. So around 150 of the international protection applicants who had been living on Mount Street were taken to the City West Hotel, while a number of buses then brought some of the asylum seekers to the site of St Bridget's Home in Crooksling. Now, some of the asylum seekers who I spoke to when I was out in Crooksling told me they received a letter this morning which states that nobody now has permission to stay in the area of Mount Street and that anyone who refused to move or later returns to the area will be prosecuted in future. Well, I'm also told that the asylum seekers in Crooksling will be staying in marquee-style tents, kind of army-style tents, and it'll be six bunk beds, so 12 people per tent. While the Department of Integration say that the Crooksling site has robust weatherproof tents, they're calling them, adding that it has toilets and showers, health services, indoor areas where food is provided, facilities to charge phones and personal devices, access to transport to and from Dublin City Centre and 24-hour on-site security. I suppose when I was there was security there. They said there would be no access to the site. We asked, could we get in? They told us no. There was a high guard presence in the area also. Speaking to some of the asylum seekers there, some of the guys said, look, they can't really pick and choose. They've been living in tents in Mount Street for so long. They were happy just to be going somewhere where there were showers and toilets. Another few of the guys did say that they thought the tents were cold. They hadn't been there long enough to find phone chargers. It was actually, we had to give a battery pack to one of the asylum seekers who was looking to charge his phone because he was simply saying he had an appointment in Dublin City Centre today and he had no idea how to get back into the city. So he was looking to find how to get a bus. But I think overall, most of the asylum seekers we spoke to were happy to be in Crooksling. Most of them were just happy to get away from Mount Street where they've been staying for the last number of months.
So we might not see a repeat of what happened a few weeks ago when the area was cleared and people kind of almost immediately came back.
Yeah, well, we've seen in St Patrick's Day. Now, we did see probably about 15 of these guys leave on the public bus to go back to Dublin City Centre today, but I think it was just boredom for them. They were saying they're sitting in tents in this site. It's a nice day. They just wanted to go to the city just to walk around. But they all said they would be returning to Crooksling, not like the last time.
All right. So that's Crooksling. The majority, though, I understand, from Mount Street brought to City West, to the hotel.
Yeah. So we went from Crooksling to City West and there were up to about 150 asylum seekers outside the City West Hotel. And that's just around an hour ago. And these men have been there since around 8 o'clock this morning. So when they arrived at City West, they had to hand in their temporary resident cards. That's what you receive when you go to the International Protection Office and apply for asylum. And they are now, they told me that they're now waiting to hear their names to be called out. When their names are called out, they go in and they're going to be, I suppose, given accommodation in the City West. Now, these guys were telling me they don't know if they're going to be given a bed or if they're just going to be given a blanket to sleep in the big hall inside the City West Hotel.
Still probably a blanket on the floor inside the hall. It's probably better than Mount Street.
Yeah, look, most of the guys I was speaking to, like some of them were saying they had been waiting 5 or 6 hours in the car park of City West. They were just sitting out in the sun waiting. However, they were all just very grateful, to be quite honest, that they would not be sleeping in tents in Mount Street anymore. And Ciarán, when I was out at City West, I could speaking to one guy. His name is Omar and he's from Jordan. And he had been sleeping in a tent outside the International Protection Office for 2 months.
I was sleeping in the Mount Street for 2 months. It was horrible, cold, and we sleep on the ground.
And there was no toilet facilities, washing facilities?
No, nothing. No electricity, no washing, no showers, nothing.
How did you survive for 2 months?
I signed at the gym, to be honest. Yeah. And I showered there and charged my phone and my power banks. And I eat at the institutions.
So the soup kitchens, homeless shelters, was
yes,
it?
Yes, homeless shelters.
So tell us what happened this morning. Who came and told you that?
This morning we woke up and it was very noisy. And we saw the big trucks and they started to move the tents. And they bring the buses and they started to move us. And we came here today.
Did you have any idea where you were being taken?
No, we had no idea. I had no idea.
And were you told that nobody can camp in tents at Mount Street again?
Yeah. If we went back there, we will go to court.
So you could be prosecuted if you sleep in Mount Street again?
Yes.
What have you been told here in City West? Will you get a room here or what's going to happen?
Nothing. We are still waiting here. We're still waiting. They took our cards and we're still waiting here.
So how long have you been waiting now in City West?
We're waiting for maybe 5 hours.
What are you hoping?
We hope just a warm bed. That's it.
Or even just, would you be happy with a mattress on the floor? Somewhere where you can just wash and use the toilet?
We would be so glad for that.
Are you glad the 2 months of sleeping in a tent is over?
It's not just 2 months. It's 6 now for me. 6 months for me. Serbia, France, Germany. And then I came here and I'm in City West now in a good place, warm place. That's it.
So you've basically been sleeping in a tent in other countries as well?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Long time, yeah. 4 months in other countries, 4 months.
Did it feel like it was never going to end?
No, I had a hope. After all, it will end.
That was Omar from Jordan speaking to Barry. Some one listener here supportive of the idea of them working. If they work, they'd have a work permit. If they have a work permit, they'd have a residency permit. Let them work, problem solved. Somebody else who lives beside the site in Crooksling and drives past it every day, expressing sympathy for the asylum seekers. Very few buses into the city. The place is rural, no shops and nothing in it. And somebody else, moving from one tent to another is hardly a solution to the problem. Barry, on that, I mean, if we take what the different men you spoke to today have said at face value and they are happier with where they are now than where they were up until today and they stay there, I mean, that's only partly solved the problem, isn't it? Because the International Protection Office will have more people tomorrow turning up and the day after.
Yeah,
and the day after.
To date in 2024, so in the first 4 months of this year, 6,739 people have applied for international protection. So if you work that out, that's about 60 people a day are applying for international protection. So if you have 60 people applying every day, you're going to have to accommodate those people. And the government have been saying since last December that they do not have the accommodation for single male asylum seekers. So if we have 60 arriving every day, are we going to be back in this situation again? They may say that they're going to prosecute anybody who pitches a tent in Mount Street, but are they going to prosecute anybody who pitches a tent elsewhere in Dublin city centre? I wouldn't be surprised if we see what we've seen on Mount Street popping up elsewhere in Dublin city centre in the next number of weeks.
Barry White, Newstalk's chief reporter. Barry, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on Newstalk.